It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Heading out to Ann in El Cajon. Hey, Ann.
Hi, good morning.
Ann, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you.
And I've got five pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Reminder that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Katy Perry's critically unpopular new single, Woman's World, failed to make it into the top 40. It debuted at number 63. Maybe it wasn't a great time for her to quit her day job as a judge on what singing talent show?
American Idol.
Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic opening ceremony. So let's play the high-low game. Celine Dion has sold over 175 million records worldwide. Too high or too low?
Too low.
Bindi Irwin had a birthday yesterday. Bindi is the daughter of the late Steve Irwin, an Australian zookeeper and conservationist who is best known as what?
He died from the stingray?
What was his best known as?
He was on TV as a conservationist.
His name on TV.
Oh gosh, I don't know. George.
All right. Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What do Hulk Hogan fans call themselves?
Hulksters.
And finally, what's on Keanu Reeves' mind? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it's sensitized to an appreciation of the breath we have. Oh, my God, Keanu. Keanu was a co-star in the classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The movie spawned two sequels. Tell me the name of either of them.
Oh, my gosh. I need more coffee. Their Big Adventure.
All right, let's get Tam back in. And what you got going on today?
Oh, just going to work.
Yeah, what do you do?
I work for a title company.
Gotcha, okay.
Yes.
Tammy, Ann did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Katy Perry's critically unpopular new single, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at number 63. Maybe it wasn't a great time for her to quit her day job as a judge on what singing talent show?
American Idol. I think she's just fine.
What is up with huge singing stars bombing with releases? J-Lo, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, all highly anticipated records that have just flopped.
They just didn't pick the right single, I guess.
Man. All right. Well, it's 1-1. Ann knew that. Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic opening ceremony. So let's play the high-low game. Tammy, Celine Dion has sold over 175 million records worldwide. Too high or too low?
Too low.
Celine Dion has sold between 200 to 250 million records worldwide. It's amazing to me. And that too low as well. You both got that right, 2-2. Bindi Irwin had a birthday yesterday. Bindi is the daughter of the late Steve Irwin, an Australian zookeeper and conservationist who is best known as what?
The Crocodile Hunter.
The Crocodile Hunter. Ann knew every aspect of Steve Irwin, except the fact that he was called the Crocodile Hunter. It's 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Jason L. Dean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can count on the Hulkster as a friend. What do Hulk Hogan fans call themselves?
Oh, dang it, I should know this one. I'm going to kick myself in the butt. I know this one, though.
All you Hulkamaniacs.
Hulkamaniacs.
Hulkamaniacs. Ann went with Hulkster, so it's now still just 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Tammy, what's on Keanu Reeves' mind, you ask? He says, quote, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. Then he goes full-time Keanu. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it's sensitized to just an appreciation of the breath we have.
Okay,
Keanu. Keanu was a co-star in the classic Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The movie spawned two sequels. Tell me the name of either of them.
Oh, either of the sequels?
Yes.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2?
No. It's followed by Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill and Ted's Face the Music. So today we finish with a score of just 3-2, Tammy. And you're not going to get any of her money, but we have a great prize for you.
And you will now be going to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 21st to see John Party, Priscilla Block, and Larry Fleet.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Have a great, great day, Ann. We appreciate you listening to our program. Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Ann in El Cajon, and I plugged out Tammy's Along to Hollywood Knowledge.